just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 30th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, tonight is county convention night, 7 p.m. tonight. All 83 counties in the state of Michigan will be holding a county convention. You need to go. Even if you're not a precinct delegate, I'm asking, I'm begging, I'm pleading that you definitely take the time, get home from work, have dinner, and go to your local county convention. If you're not a precinct delegate, you cannot vote. You'll be separated from the delegates, but I want you to observe the county convention. I want you to go introduce yourself to everybody. After the county convention, I want you to raise your hand, be acknowledged by the chair, and ask if they have a vacancy for you to fill by being elevated to being a precinct delegate. County chairs have put out their apportionment reports. They know exactly how many delegates they can get representing people within their townships, cities, villages, their entire county. They may have a vacancy for you. Then all they do is, okay, your name and your address, cell phone number, and your email address. Then they hold the vote by the delegates that are there, and they accept you to be elevated to fill a vacancy on the precinct delegate list representing your county. Going forward, you'll be able to vote for the next 2 years for all of the activities within your Republican Party at county conventions. You could be even sent to the state conventions in the future. Ask them for a membership form, application to apply for membership, fill it out, write them a check. That's what I need you to do tonight, Thursday, January 30th at 7 o'clock. If you've never done it before, please do it. If you've done it in the past, but you didn't run, perhaps this past August 2024, you didn't run for precinct delegate, you didn't get reelected, well, you can still participate. Why do I want you to do this? Because it's so important to, number one, grow the local county parties. That's number one. Number two, to have a voice. If you're listening to this show right now, I can guarantee you, you're probably 80 to 90% more informed than the other folks that don't listen to this show. you need to be able to bring up things at your county conventions, at your monthly meetings, about what's going on in Lansing, what's going on in Washington, D.C. If you're listening to this show, folks, you are in the top 10% of most educated people in the state of Michigan when it comes to Michigan news and Michigan politics. We need you to be part of this process. We need you in your county parties, pay the dues, help them raise money, go to their monthly meetings, and participate. To whatever level you want, that's up to you. But tonight, 7 p.m., find out where your county conventions are, and I need you to go. And obviously, if you're listening to this tomorrow morning, roughly at 6:11 a.m., it's already over, because today's show will repeat early tomorrow morning. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Thursday. Again, county convention night. I was talking to somebody. I got to go. I apologize for the dead air. We have a lot of people listening that evidently don't realize that you do not have to be elected just at the August primary to be a precinct delegate. Three text messages, two phone calls during the break. I missed the deadline to file. I didn't get my name on the ballot. No problem. Go to your county convention tonight. Let them conduct their business of the convention. When the convention adjourns, that's when you make your move. You raise your hand, you get acknowledged by the chair, introduce yourself to the group, especially if you've never been to a Republican meeting before. They don't even know who you are. Introduce yourself, tell them where you live, and basically a little bit about yourself, how long you've lived in the county, and that you would like to serve. If you want, you can mention that you heard it on my show. Sounded interesting. I thought I would go and see if there's any vacancies for my township, my city, my village, my ward. In doing that, and then joining the party, you become part of the team at the local level. Precinct delegate, folks, is the lowest elected position that you can serve in the state of Michigan. It's volunteer. You don't get paid. The only commitment you're committing to is that whenever there's a county convention, it's your local county that you agree to go and participate in that meeting. That's it. If you don't want to go to Detroit, if you don't want to go to Lansing, you don't want to go to Grand Rapids, wherever they hold the state conventions, you don't have to. A lot of people more informed, been with the party for years. Those are the delegates who usually go and represent their counties. But we're trying to get new people, new blood into the process. And so that's why I want you to go. If you have any questions, call me or text me after the show at 12 noon, and I'll be glad to give you the information you're looking for. Shifting gears, going to Washington first before we get into Lansing today. Donald Trump and his executive orders is absolutely stirring up Washington, D.C. Attorney generals across the country, including our very own Dana Nessel, preparing to file lawsuits against the president and his executive order when it comes to freezing this money that had been allocated under Biden. Congress voting to bring all this pork barrel spending back to their districts, back to their states. Well, guess what? Donald Trump froze it. One of Biden's appointed judges delayed it until Monday. Now they're finding out that this one executive order, they may have screwed up slightly. There was a memo issued by the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, that screwed up the wording. And it had some ambiguity. You could interpret it one way, you could interpret it another way. Well, the intent of what Donald Trump and his administration intended to do was simply freeze these funds until they could take a look at them and decide whether or not they go with Donald Trump's priorities based on his other executive orders. That's basically what their intent was. However, because of the way it was worded, it could be interpreted all money, all grants, all loans, all investments, whatever they were looking to do would be frozen across the board. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, blah, 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 the Democrats went nuclear. Chuck Schumer, the dinosaur Democrat, now minority leader in the U.S. Senate, went to the podium yesterday and said, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I have never seen the American people so aroused. Kind of an interesting choice of words. Aroused? You mean sexually aroused? No, no, no. Aroused about what Trump was doing and these executive orders and how so far-reaching and far-right they are that we're going to lose all this funding. They were aroused. I was aroused. He kept using that word. I'm like, okay, you're an idiot. But anyway, following the judge's order, which froze basically the execution of Trump's executive order until Monday, now, very simply, the OMB is going back and going to rewrite the memo, provide some clarification. But it was interesting, because what it did was it gave us the opportunity to see the left's reactions to just one executive order. Meanwhile, over 370 others have been signed by the president since a week ago Monday. And they aren't able to respond to any of those because there's no basis for it. There wasn't any ambiguity in those executive orders. The statements were very clear, very concise, targeted, well written, and basically straight and to the point. We're going to declare the cartels in Mexico as terrorist organizations. Period. That's it. Signed, President Donald Trump, 47th President of the United States of America. Very simple. What did that do? That gave our military, under the new chairman, Pete Hegseth, to send troops down to the border. Now, a very interesting thing happened. I don't know if you saw this or not. The fake mainstream corporate media didn't report on it. Military went down to the border. They're securing the border. Where there's a wall, they're protecting it. Where there isn't a wall, they're standing there. Well, these dumb cartel Mexican drug lords, human traffickers, whatever they are, they chose to engage our military and start shooting at them. Needless to say, it didn't work out very good for the bad guys. Our military opened fire and started shooting into Mexico. They were fired upon. If you're fired upon, shoot to kill. That's the new orders. Well, on the Mexican side, many of the bad guys were killed. The rest of them scrambled like cockroaches when you turn the light on. And the word is getting out. Border Patrol agents interviewed, I don't know if you saw this last night on the news, interviewed basically saying, don't come to America. You will be stopped at the border. You will not be allowed to enter. And if you want to live in Mexico, in the city of your crossing choice, if you want to live there, do so. If not, stay at home. It's that simple. Stay at home. You're not welcome here. You're not going to be allowed to come in. So guess what? You might as well stay home. Border crossings are down 1,000%. Brett Baer last night showed one particular, I think it was 30-mile stretch down in a section of Texas. 4,000 illegal crossings a day at certain points over the last year under the Biden administration, 4,000 illegal crossings. You know what they had last week? 60. For the entire week, not per day, for the entire week. They were having 4,000 a day. Now, under these new policies, 60 for the week. Less than 10 per day. The word's getting out, folks. There's a new sheriff in town. There's new policies being put in place. Yesterday, when he signed the Laken Riley Act into law, after her mother gave a heart-wrenching speech, started crying, thanking Donald Trump for keeping his campaign promise, Trump patted her on the back, rubbed her shoulder a little bit. He stood back, and then I could see him. He was emotional. You could see, if you watched real closely, he had to take a deep breath because I think he was getting ready to cry. He announced that this was the first bill he was signing into law of his new presidency, and he was glad to do it. Sending a message to the bad guys, you don't come to America and kill people. You don't come to America and commit crimes against our citizens. We're going to send you back. Well, some of these foreign countries, folks, they don't want these bad guys back. They flat out refused them. That happened temporarily with Colombia. Well, Donald Trump said, President of Colombia, I forget his name, we have airplanes in the air entering your airspace, and you're saying, turn around, we're not going to accept the bad guys back? Okay, no problem. I'm going to slap any products coming out of Colombia to the United States with a 25% tariff, and I'm cutting and eliminating your foreign aid. You're not getting a dime from America. Have a nice day. President of Colombia called the President Trump back about an hour later, said, no problem, Mr. President. Go ahead and bring these people into our country. And if you've already turned your planes around, I apologize. I'll send my personal private planes to come get them. Please don't slap terrorists on us. Please do not stop our foreign aid. We need America's help. Donald Trump said, I'll think about it. He called the planes. He goes, all right, boys, turn around, go back. They're now going to take them. It's working. Well, for those countries that are saying, wait a minute, these people are so bad, we don't want them back in our country, Mr. President, please. Please don't tariff us. Don't stop our foreign aid. But we just can't handle those people back in our country. Donald Trump, working with Pete Hegseth and Kristi Noem of Homeland Security, is instructing Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, put 30,000 new mattresses, beds in those barracks, those tents that we have set up down there in Cuba. Prepare for 30,000 bad guys. They're coming. Pete Hegseth, who has been stationed at Gitmo, said, absolutely. I know exactly where I can put the 30,000 beds, Mr. President. No problem. Kristi Noem and her budget is going to help fund it through Homeland Security. The left is freaking out. Well, that's it for the first half hour. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.